It was a packed house in the Rod Laver Arena, nearly 15,000 fans turning out to see Elena Rybakina against Aryna Sabalenka, two gladiators competing for the first Grand Slam of the year. It was Rybakina who started strongest, Kazakhstan's star looking for her second major title in 7 months after winning Wimbledon last year. She took the opening set 6-4. It was the first set Sabalenka had dropped in 2023, but she began to settle down in what was her first major final. The fifth seed had won her previous three meetings with Rybakina, and she took the second set 6-3 to square things up.
Game and second set, Sabalenka.
That effectively set up a one-set shootout for the trophy, and the momentum stayed with Sabalenka. She got the crucial break and soon found herself serving for the match. She failed to convert three championship points, but at the fourth time of asking, she finally got over the line.
Game, set match, Sabalenka.
It's the first Grand Slam title for the 24-year-old. Because of Belarus's support of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, she wasn't allowed to officially represent her country in Melbourne, meaning she's the first ever neutral player to win a tennis Grand Slam. It's the first tennis major to offer equal prize money to the men and women. So as well as the trophy, Sabalenka takes home around $2 million.
And once again, thank you guys for an amazing atmosphere. I hope next year I come back stronger and I'll show you even better tennis and you guys support me even more.
Sabalenka's 11th straight win of the year sees a return to a career-high world number two ranking. David Stokes, Al Jazeera.